From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with a trio fronted by South African bassist Johnny Diani, with Mongezi Feza on trumpet and percussionist and drummer Okai Temis. The album, recorded in 1972 at the Museum of Modern Art in Stockholm, Sweden, is entitled Rejoice. This is the opening cut of Side A, Mad High.
Thank you.
That's one from Joshua Redman on tenor sax, from one of his more avant-garde leaning releases, a 2009 album on Nonesuch, entitled Compass. You heard two separate rhythm sections on that track. In the left channel, it was Larry Grenadier on bass and Brian Blade on drums. In the right channel, meanwhile, you heard Ruben Rogers on bass and Gregory Hutchinson on drums. The tune, Just Like You. Before that, bassist Johnny Diani in a trio from 1972, recorded live at the Museum of Modern Art in Stockholm. The LP Rejoice, released on the Cadillac label, we heard Mad High. Continuing on in a free jazz mode, we'll begin this set with French horn player John Clark, a longtime fixture on the ECM label. We'll go back to 1981 for the LP Faces. He's in a quartet here, with David Darling on cello, David Friedman on vibes and marimba, and John Christensen on drums. This is Faces in the Sky.
Thank you.
a pair of selections referring to the sky in that set. We began with John Clark on French horn in a quartet with David Darling, David Friedman, and John Christensen from a 1981 release entitled Faces, sessions recorded in the fall of 1980 at Talent Studio, Oslo, where ECM was doing much of its recording at that time. We heard Faces in the Sky. We followed that with a track entitled Here at the Bottom of the Sky, performed by another quartet, this one calling itself Joint Venture. Joint Venture was Paul Smoker on trumpet, Ellery Eskelin, tenor sax, Drew Gress, bass, and Phil Haynes on drums. Sessions recorded in 1991 for another German jazz label, Enja Records, E-N-J-A, the album entitled Mirrors. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do that by sending email to qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more info about Jazz Progressions, then please visit the blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is show number 1605. Well, I certainly haven't forgotten our fusion fans out there, and we'll wrap up the hour with a set of classic 70s fusion, all recorded live. We'll begin with guitarist Tommy Bolin. Most people know Tommy for his work with more well-known rock bands, such as the James Gang, but this album demonstrates his passion for jazz fusion as well. The album Live at Ebbets Field, recorded at that legendary Brooklyn Athletic venue on June 3rd and 4th of 1974. And he's joined here by Jeff Cook on vocals, Stanley Sheldon on bass, two drummers, Bobby Berge and Russell Bizet, and Archie Shelby on percussion. This is one of the instrumental tracks on the release, though. The opening track, in fact, a piece written by John McLaughlin and originally recorded by the Mahavishnu Orchestra. You know, you know.
If you will, please welcome someone who's been making music in Colorado for a long time. You remember Zephyr, and now the leader of the James Gang, Tommy Bolin and Craig. We'll be right back.
Wrapping up that live fusion set with the Trio of Doom, made up of three jazz fusion giants of the 70s, John McLaughlin on guitar, Jaco Pastorius bass, and Tony Williams drums. They got together to perform as part of Havana Jam, an iconic music festival which took place at various venues throughout Havana, Cuba, in early March of 1979. The Trio of Doom's set took place on March 3rd at the Karl Marx Theater in Havana. Initially, Columbia had intended to issue excerpts from the Trio of Doom live set as part of a compilation LP featuring highlights from Havana Jam. However, John McLaughlin was not happy with the audio quality of the tapes of the live set, so a few days later, he, Jaco, and Tony went into the CBS studios in New York to record studio versions of all of the tracks that were originally done live. In 2007, Columbia Legacy issued an album featuring the complete live set and all of the studio takes as well. The album Trio of Doom, we heard the live version of Para Oriente. Before that, the Brecker Brothers, Michael Brecker on sax, Randy Brecker on trumpet and keyboards, also Barry Finnerty guitar, Neil Jason bass, Terry Bosio drums, and two Latin percussionists, Rafael Cruz and Sammy Figueroa. the album Heavy Metal Bebop. Most of the tracks for the session recorded live in 1978 at My Father's Place in Roslyn, New York, which is on Long Island. We listened to the bluesier side of jazz fusion there, Inside Out. And we began the set with Tommy Bolin and an awesome cover of John McLaughlin's You Know, You Know, from the album Live at Ebbets Field. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thanks so much for your company. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.